It's been more than 3 months since Hurricane Sandy crashed ashore, and many family-owned businesses in New York and New Jersey are still struggling to get back on their feet, including one of the oldest and best-loved pizzerias in Brooklyn. NPR's Jill Rose went to check on the recovery of what some call the Church of New York Pizza.
Generations of pizza lovers have made the pilgrimage to a storefront in Coney Island for a slice of New York City history.
These are the guys from Goodfellas. Ah, Danny DeVito.
You could literally see that history on the walls at Totono's, in the yellowed newspaper clippings and framed photographs of the politicians and celebrities who've eaten here. For now, those photographs are piled on tables in the middle of the restaurant to keep them out of harm's way during construction.
Oh, the Ramones. I know these are famous singers. Here is Mr. Giuliani.
Antoinette Balzano is part of the third generation to own and run Totono's since it opened in 1924.
It's one family, 89 years. It's the oldest pizzeria in the United States, continuously run by the same family.
The place hasn't changed much. It's got the same tin ceiling and the same 9 tables. The restaurant is on Neptune Avenue, a few blocks away from the beach. And in all that time, Balzano says it never flooded until Sandy, when 4 feet of water rushed in and out. With no flood insurance, Balzano says it was a struggle to find a contractor she could afford.
Oh, my God. I've had mold company on top of mold company come in, take half the walls down, tell me the job is done.
Eventually, Balzano found a contractor she could trust. He spent weeks ripping out drywall and installing new electrical wiring. Balzano says the restaurant had barely recovered from the last disaster, a major fire in 2009 that forced Totono's to close for months. But she says the restaurant is determined to bounce back again, to the delight of pizza fanatics like Ed Levine.
There's something about the Totono's experience that can't be replicated anywhere, not just in New York, but anywhere in the world.
Levine wrote a book about pizza. He's also the founder of the website SeriousEats.com, which has been following Totono's struggles closely. Levine says it's easy to forget there was a time when pizza was not ubiquitous in America.
But if you go back 100 years, it was still the province of the first generation Italian-American immigrants.
Men like Anthony Totono Pero. Pero was born in Naples, Italy, and got his start making pizzas at Lombardi's, the famous grocery store turned restaurant in Manhattan's Little Italy, before leaving to start his own place in Coney Island. Totono's is one of the restaurants that taught America what pizza should be. For Antoinette Balzano, it's more than just the family business.
He brought a culture here. Pizza is now part of the American culture, and that was all because of my grandfather.
Balzano's sister, Louise Simoneri, known as Cookie, is still in charge of the pizza at Totono's. And food writer Ed Levine says that pizza, with its magical crust and perfectly balanced toppings, is still worth riding the subway all the way to the end of the line.
Everyone I've sent there has said the same thing. And it could be a 4-star chef or it could be a food blogger, and it doesn't matter. They feel it. They feel the vibe of that place. And it is the combination of the place, the experience, and the pizza.
These days, it seems like you can hardly swing a peel in New York without hitting a new wood-fired artisanal locavore pizza joint. But Antoinette Balzano doesn't sound concerned about the competition.
Look, there's pizza and there's wonderful pizza, I'm sure, but nobody has the name Totono's. So we'll come back. We'll come back because we have to continue what Grandpa came out here to do.
Balzano hopes Totono's will reopen this month. And when it does, she says it'll look just like it did before the storm, right down to the pictures on the walls. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.